Welcome to Fit to Be Real
and a little extra.
Thank you for remembering to say it this time.
What's up? Listen, you throw that camera on me and I forget what I'm doing, what my name is, where I am. I have to be myself.
So hard.
So hard. Sorry, I'm just in my fur coat today, guys.
So hard.
It's cold. It's 10 degrees. Victoria doesn't like heat in her place. Is the heat on?
It's on 65.
Oh my God, that's so cold. So I had to wear my fur.
What?
And my disco balls.
Well, yes. Because that is when you think 1 degree temperatures outside. I think it's like 8 right now.
Yeah.
I think disco balls.
However, just putting it out there. This is not a real fur. This is faux fur. Don't come at me.
Yeah. Who are you talking to?
Don't come at me.
The people?
But it is very warm.
I have it in black.
Yes, she does.
So I can't make fun of it because I actually really like it.
But she will.
But I will make fun of the earrings.
What? I never get to wear these.
Why do you own those?
Who doesn't have disco ball earrings?
It doesn't seem like a you item.
I have 3 different sizes. These are my middle. I have large ones and I have small ones.
None of this was I was expecting.
I wore the middle of the road disco today.
As you do. Sorry, on a Tuesday morning.
We just put my hair back.
We are cold. So we are cozying up for our fireside chat with, you can't see it, but we do have fire. There is a candle right there.
Mm-hmm.
It's 3 wicks. It's a big guy.
3 John Wicks. Yep.
And do you know who John Wick is?
No.
No.
I don't.
I didn't think you did.
I just know that it's a movie. Is it a movie? John Wick?
We're gonna move on.
Okay. John 3 Wicks.
John 3 Wicks, it will forever be now called. Was that a Yoda sentence?
Yes.
It was. It felt wrong. I do feel the breeze coming from my window now that you say it.
It's freezing in here.
So the heat is on, but the window is drafting.
Yeah. So the fur coat is a must. I'm just trying to justify my fur coat today.
My fur coat is alive. And well. This is Pepper. And she's sleeping. So before we get started to what we're actually talking about, which is it's a Carly day.
Yeah. I'm the boss now.
We all need to ask the question.
No, I didn't. I didn't have time. Let me. I did not have time this week. This was a busy week.
Okay, well, what we're referring to, I didn't even have to ask, which is amazing.
Was that what you were going to ask me?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. No, I'm smart.
The book you were given last week, the entire episode we talked about, you were at least supposed to read like a paragraph. It didn't have to be a chapter.
You did text me yesterday and you said, let it. And I did know that that was not a chapter in the book and that you made that up. Because I wrote you back and said, let it was not in the book. It's let me and let them. There's no let it.
None of this counts because the only reason you know that is from what I forced you to read on this couch and not your own self-reading at home. I took a picture, check out Instagram, of where the book was as of Saturday.
Wait, were you in my house?
Yes.
Where was the book?
It was close to your bedroom. It was on your stairs up to your bedroom.
My landing.
On the little landing. And I took a picture of it. It was actually such a fast-paced thing. I had to run in and get...
Why were you at my house? I mean, you're allowed, but like, did I know you were there?
Yes. I asked you where something was to bring to Dad. Our dad just got a knee replacement.
Oh.
And you told me it was unopened, something that she's gotten about 6 to 9 months ago. And I thought you had opened it and used it. So I had to find it. Andrew had to find it. And in the midst of getting to your bedroom, I said, that has not made it. That's not made it. So I'm going to take a picture.
At least it's not in my car because that's where things usually go to die.
Children included.
Included. They get left in the car because if you give me something, it makes it to the car and then stays there forever.
Okay. Child services. This is not real. The kids don't stay in the car. Everybody calm down. But yes, Oh my gosh.
So you're very lucky that it not only made it into the house, but it made it close to the bedroom where it will die on my nightstand. I'll read a couple pages. But there's 3 books stacked on my nightstand right now.
Here's what's going to be annoying. What? Why?
Because I have three books that I want to read. Jessica Simpson.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Paris Hilton and Britney Spears. Memoirs. What is, are you taking a moment of silence for my...
Because others, I can't there, fix you. There,
I can't quit you.
Fix you.
Brokeback Mountain. Inappropriate. But at least there's books there.
Do you think that they're coming in through osmosis?
And a book of secrets. It's literally a book that says secrets on the outside. I've yet to write any.
The secret?
Like, no, my secrets that I have to write down. It's a notebook, and on the outside it says secrets. So if I ever die and you need to know any secrets, I have to write them down in there.
That's a really horrible title for a book. Anyone can understand what's in there.
Right. So if I die, that's the first thing you go run to get.
So you need invisible ink or something, because anybody can read it.
I want you to.
What about a...
That's the point.
What about a burglar?
If I go missing, if I go dead.
One can only hope. If you go dead?
Like, if I go missing and you're like, oh my gosh, where did she go? Maybe she wrote something down.
It'll say, go to my phone.
No.
Scroll
left. You can't find my phone. If you can't find my phone, you go to my bedside table, and then, or if I die, I'll have like my social security number, all my in case I go missing stuff. Did you learn nothing from Crime Junkies?
Yeah, stay weird. That's what I learned from Crime Junkies.
If they say write your stuff down so that in case you go missing, like, you'll have some place to
live. Anyone kidnapping me will return me immediately.
Return to sender?
Yes. Immediately and in better condition.
So, it's also empty.
Your book is empty, so yeah. Who cares?
Yeah, my kids keep looking at it going, when are you going to put some secrets in here? I'm like, I got to get to it.
You don't have any secrets.
Yes, like, I do. I do have secrets, but it's also not just for secrets. It's information like passwords to my computer, passwords to my phone. So if you need to find me or you need information.
I could tell you.
Shut up. I only have one password.
For
everything. I know.
Ooh.
Shut up.
Pedro is rolling in his chair right now.
So you'll find it on the first page.
I don't think you need to write it. I don't think you need to write it. The people in your circle that are going to look at the secret book, we know.
And you can find me faster than had I not written down the secrets. You'll be able to find me. Track me. See who killed me. Maybe I wrote something in that book about...
It's Andrew.
Guys, the secret's out.
It's not... This is not confusing.
Secret's out. I mean...
Andrew or Dean.
I've made it past the 10-year mark when I said he was going to kill me in my sleep because I didn't think he would last 10 years with me, and we passed that mark, so... Now I don't know who's going to murder me.
Were you giving him 10 years? You were like, listen, at 10, it's all right.
Yeah, no, I just thought by 10 years, he would have killed me in my sleep, which is fine. But I mean, like, I'm happy that we have passed that. No, we is not it. I'm happy that he's passed it. I didn't think he could deal with me longer than 10 years. So I'm a lot.
She says with her disco ball earrings and her cheetah print fur on the couch.
I'm a lot.
I'm Victoria.
Hey guys, I'm Carly. What are we talking about today? It's not my secrets.
Nope. It is fitness trends of 2025 though.
It is. We are talking about the fitness trends of 2025.
She looked down. The moment she looked down at her phone, she lost track of what her mind was telling her. I knew it.
Listen.
Why didn't you write this down in your handy dandy notebook?
Because I already failed my New Year's intention resolution where I didn't write it down because I wrote it in my phone because it was there. I couldn't find my book. My book was in the car. I didn't want to go outside to get it, so I just did it on my phone. And also, Andrew just texted me.
Stop saying intention resolution with quotes. First of all,
I say resolution. Victoria says intention. It's a intend to resolute. Whatever. We are.
You're a failure either way.
Right, because I did not do it. I did not do it. But we are talking about the predictions. Actually, they're predictions. They're not. Nothing is set in stone. They're predictions of the fitness trends to watch out for in 2025.
Watch out.
Watch out. Watch out. They're coming. They're coming.
All right. Well, give us the first one.
First one. All right. These are what's cool in fitness right now. So I'm
according to you.
According to me. They're cool. So that doesn't actually mean you have to do these or that we want you to do them or we think you should do them. These are just what's out there that's new or newer and that's popular. We are not like, we'd love to be sponsored by one of these and we'll talk amazingly about them. But until then, we'll just give you the facts.
We're not doing a great start so far at the, at the speaking part.
No, no. All right. The first one.
Yeah. Scroll through. Scroll through.
I hate you. Actually, you have the first one.
I do. Artificial intelligence.
Yeah.
Because I wrote it down in my Blue's Clues notebook.
Shut up.
Which is what it took me. It took me a week to realize what this spine reminded me of. And it's the Blue's Clues notebook.
Oh, yeah.
It just, his is this way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're right.
Yeah. So.
And it was blue.
I know everything.
Whatever.
Because he knew everything. That dog knew everything. Okay. AI is artificial intelligence, and now they're putting it in with personal training. So you can have a personal trainer on your phone within any app. And that goes two ways. So trainers are now creating their own app through systems. And it's, you know, if you want to go to trainer A and he already has his own app, then you download that app and yada, yada, yada. As well as things like Peloton, where it's all artificial classes, but they're real people, obviously, like on those bikes and doing all the things, as well as virtual groups, which I took as more of like a Facebook.
Like community.
Community. Yeah, 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 yeah. Community. So like-minded people doing the same thing. And it could be something like joining a Zoom of a certain amount of people doing the same workout.
Basically,
together.
Yeah, keeping you accountable.
Keeping you accountable. We have, we'll get there, Carly.
Oh, sorry.
Slow your roll.
Sorry.
We have a piece of, not AI, but it comes through as this virtual workout of our online library.
Yeah.
Like that's our version of CFIT's virtual workout. So we record all of our classes and then you can purchase the online membership for our library and do the classes as if you were there, you know, in person. And that's great. What we do is amazing.
We're so amazing.
But there is a challenge to this trend, and it's just the lack of human connection, is what it said, and I completely agree.
And it's really hard to do it on your own. And I some people are really good at that and are very regimented. But my last of my five colleges, just putting that out there, was I went to college by myself, like online.
Before that was a thing.
Yes, before it was a thing. It was, you know, in 2008.
Tell the people.
I had to show up to my online class. This was my senior year to graduate. And it was really hard. If you are not used to sitting down on your own time and doing the work without being in an actual building or a class or somebody in front of you, even like at a lecture, it is, I can't tell you how hard it is. I would have never chosen that for myself.
I think it's more of having like a good work ethic. Cause it,
which I didn't, I just wanted to get out and work. I did. Clearly I went to five colleges. I was not good in college. I didn't like it. I didn't want to be sitting in a class. I wanted to go out and work, and which is what this last college did for me. But getting that last year in of me sitting down in my desk and just going to class by myself, handing in the work by midnight on a certain day and making sure, like, I'm the kind of person that like started that day and was like, I have to get this done by midnight when you really had 6 weeks to do it. But like, I did not time manage well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so that kind of workout style for me, I need to be in front of people.
Well, now here's while you were talking, I was thinking that what you're describing is exactly what's happening now in the world, but you were a pre-pandemic millennial.
Yeah.
So that was foreign. It was completely foreign to how we did school and learning and especially college.
Yeah.
And then post-pandemic, that's all they know. That's all they know. And a lot of people who got healthy in 2020, which was us.
Yeah.
You had no other choice in 2020.
That's true.
So a lot of people got really good at the time management, at-home work ethic. Some people didn't. I'm not saying this is like across the board. But I think there was a piece of like necessity that has changed since then.
Yeah, that's true.
Yours was new of like, you're doing what? How? Without a professor in the room? Like it was wild.
Yeah.
But I think 2020 changed the mindset of how things are done. So a lot of people learned that home workout at home in 2020 and either lost it or kept it wherever you are today. I don't know. That's a different thing.
Could be in the middle. Maybe you like to go to group fitness classes or go to the gym in person 3 days a week, but 2 days a week you like to work out by yourself, you know?
So that's that's another one. We'll go to that one. Okay. Very good.
Okay.
Virtual and hybrid. Okay. So it's a mix. No, this is perfect timing because it's a mix of AI, of doing the stuff. If you have the app at home, if you have the group workout, if you have the online library, but the other couple days after your job or before your job or wherever you're doing, you go in person to a gym or to a trainer or to a facility that there are other humans in the room. And so it's that hybrid, which I think is happening with a lot of the workplace. I mean, a lot of workplaces, this is shocking to me. How sad is this? They have gyms in their building.
Yeah.
Like at, yeah, I don't know the 9-to-5 life. I don't know the like office job life, the people who work for other people. How convenient is that? Do that.
I know. Well, we used to go into the city and we did this a few times where we would teach corporate offices. Mm-hmm. We would teach fitness at 5 o'clock when the work day was done in a conference room and we would teach.
I did bar.
Yeah.
I did mainly bar. Did you cardio?
Yeah, we did cardio. Yeah.
Wait, did I go with you?
Yes. Do you think I do things by myself?
Are you talking about Philadelphia?
Philly.
Oh, yeah, yes.
Well,
yes.
We did it in New York too. I did a couple for our old boss. I did a couple for our old boss, but that was when Zumba was big and I taught Zumba in corporate buildings. When we moved home to Philadelphia, we did like our mix up or
you cardio. Know,
our cardio class.
Our cardio set. I did bar in New York. Because I don't know if they had showers, but I'm thinking if they brought in me to do bar, they had showers.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
But yeah.
Either way, they sweat. So yikes.
Yikes.
But that virtual hybrid thing, I think, is good. I think it's better than the 100% artificial. Why is your mouth moving like that?
Because I was going to say something, and then I was like, no, I'll let you speak.
She was like, that was really, you were like a fish. Then the AI thing, 100%, just because you need
to be with people.
Yeah, you just do. Just do.
Even if you don't want to, I know.
Suck it up.
No, well, because, if you know us, you know we're not the socialist people. Socialist is the wrong word. The socialiest of people when we don't have to be. So I understand. Okay, hold on. That makes it sound bad.
Socialist is the wrong word, but socialiest was the right word?
Yeah, we're not the socialiest kind of people.
I actually understand that. Okay. I approve.
Which means that if we understand, if you're at a job where you're with a lot of people a lot of the time, the last thing you might want to do is go to a gym with a lot of people.
I think it's service.
Yeah.
Like if you talk and interact with people all the time, then you just kind of want to be by yourself.
Right.
For the off time.
I like the hybrid idea where you can go or not, or you can do both in the week. And I think that's perfect.
I mean, you do that.
Yeah.
You go, you work out because it's your job.
Mm-hmm.
But you're with people, but then you row at home.
And then I talk to my brother and his girlfriend and Andrew about it afterwards.
I ate a lot of chips and salsa this weekend. And I'm feeling really good about it.
Listen, sometimes I do our own workouts at home. I'll text her and be like, oh my gosh, I just did our 10-minute ab video. Oh my gosh, I just did our HIIT video. Not that I love listening to our old jokes or our jokes in general or listening to my voice when I don't have to be. But sometimes just to zone out and do it at home for 20 minutes, if that's all you have, I'll do my own
videos. I will not do that.
No, she does not. She doesn't like to see me when she doesn't have to.
Wasn't going to say that, but there's a piece of truth to it.
Next trend. Moving on. Competitions. Competitions in the gyms and fitness studios are on the rise. And that means if you go to Orange Theory, if you go to CrossFit, if any kind of gym where they can compete, it's within themselves, though. It's not for any like award or anything. It's just competition type of fitness.
And it's not. Now, I can't speak to Orange Theory, but CrossFit, we can.
Yeah.
It's not a competition with anybody else in your group. It's within yourself.
Right. That's like F45 too, if you've ever been to F45. Oh,
Carly loves F45.
Yeah.
Only in Vegas.
Only in Vegas.
Yeah. Here, C-Fit.
C-Fit.
And I like that. I feel like there's a piece of that at CFIT in class where you're just like, you want to keep up, mm-hmm. which is why the group mentality is good. But we're not like, record your time of how many steps you got in this song. Like, no. There's no competition in that sense.
How many rounds did you get? Like, we're not into...
I think if you like that mentality, then that is perfect for you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that'll keep you motivated. Because then the next time you go, I do that with my clients. Because I write down every single workout that they do.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll write little notes, which are really fun to come back to sometimes. There'll be like a little star that's like, crush this, badass, yeah. And then there's some that are like, didn't feel it today.
Ouch.
But there's reason. Sometimes it's because they didn't eat before. Like, I write down everything. Hey, old school.
That is something you cannot get with an AI personal trainer. I will tell you that.
That's true. Because they have no idea who you are and they don't necessarily care.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's true. But some days I'll flip back. So today's January 21st. I'll look back last year, January 21st, 2024, and see what that workout was and see if I want to repeat it or tweak it or up their weights and see if we've advanced from that, hopefully, and usually we have.
Yeah.
But there's things that's fun to do that. So they come in, I'm like, all right, we did this time, this day, last year. We're doing it again. This is how it's different, or we're keeping it the same, beat the time.
Yeah, and you can do that within yourself, too. Like, even if you're just doing a weight class that no real competition is involved, you track it yourself. 6 weeks ago, I used 8-pound weights. 6 weeks from now, I'd like to up it to 10. 6 weeks from them, and I'd like to up it to 12. You compete with yourself.
You have to have that kind of brain, though. Like, that, you can't just...
Right.
Some people don't care.
Yeah.
And that's okay, but that's why the competition trend is, you know, might be something you want to watch out for.
Watch out in 2025.
Box out. Watch out. We're sporty.
We're sports.
Nope. Yeah, we're sports.
Sports.
All of them.
Especially me. In my fur.
Well, the more you pop your fur collar, mm-hmm. the more you hide your disco balls.
Oh, shoot.
So, you know, prioritize.
Yeah, sorry.
Are we moving on from competition?
Yes, we're going to move on to me first.
Oh.
I'm going to go. We're going to talk about wearables. Wearables are on the rise in 2025.
Than edibles.
Completely different than edibles. It's a different episode. No, wearables are...
Carly's not invited.
No, I wouldn't be no fun. Wearables are your smartwatch. I think the Aura ring. Am I saying that right?
Aura? I think it's Aura. I don't know.
Pepper, would you like to raise your hand?
Her belly is hot, so she is in a really fun pose right now.
The Aura, I'm going to say Aura. No, I'm going to say Aura.
You're saying both.
Okay.
At this point, it's
anyway,
both.
A sleep cycle ring, whatever you want to wear for that. There are new socks now that track your BMI.
Hold on. Is the Aura ring only for sleep?
No. I think it's for...
it's like a Fitbit?
Yeah. Yeah. BMI for... there's socks that have BMI, so... And they count your steps.
So there's socks that's like, you're overweight.
Basically.
Every step you take, it's like, you're technically obese.
Well, they also track your steps. So like, if you don't like wearing a watch, there are now socks that can track your steps. Which to me is like a little much.
I'm just seeing some sort of robot movie where they start to form to the skin and you can't take the socks off. And now you are this hybrid of like, death.
I mean, I feel like that's what it's coming to. Like, that's, to me, a lot.
I didn't know they existed until right now, so I have to wrap my head around that.
Yeah, I mean,
I think it's cool.
There's a specific trend called wearables. Like, you can wear this stuff. Counts your cholesterol levels. It counts your sleep cycles. It counts your, you know, like I said, BMI, your, what does it say? Sleep habits, blood glucose levels. So some things that maybe are important, like if you are, if you need to track those kinds of things, the science has gotten a lot,
that's good.
Way more intricate if you need those things. But a little bit, it's a lot of it. A little bit is a lot of it.
It's a little bit, a lot of it. Yeah.
I mean, some people don't even like to wear watches or count their calories. So
I don't anymore. I did.
Yeah.
Because I got obsessed with it. And then I got obsessed in the wrong way where I wasn't happy with any workout because it wasn't the number I wanted versus like enjoying what I was doing.
Right.
So I took my watch off and I don't think I will ever put one on. However, I like tracking my mileage for a walk. Like, I like to know how far that loop was. Or I do think heart rate is really important to see, like, where, what kind of class brought your heart rate up that high and, like, was it a safe level?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in regards to a lower intensity, I think that if there was a watch that just did that and did nothing else, maybe I would wear that for a workout.
Well, you're going to be the only one that doesn't get wrist cancer. I will tell you that.
Ooh.
I feel like they all have that stuff in them.
A phone, you're not supposed to put it up to your ear.
I know, all of that stuff. And I'm not sure that watches don't have those radioactive waves too.
If you would just be more confident, whether you were confident with the word you were saying, but like, don't second guess it. It is. It's the EMF.
You're saying EMF waves. You're just saying letters.
I forget what they're called. EMF. I forget what it stands for. But the electromagnetic frequency, that's what it stands
for.
There
you go. Wow, that was good.
And that's why there's bracelets and necklaces to block the EMF.
Ooh.
So if you have a phone or you wear the watch or you're around a lot of electronic, think of what your house has. Like a TV, computer, laptop, iPads, phones, multiples of these things, the smart refrigerator, like anything that you have, all gives off frequency. Everything that we have gives off frequency, but these specific ones are EMF and it's not good for you and it lowers your own frequency. So they have these things that like block your intake.
That's crazy.
Of them. And they're good. They're really expensive.
I know. I feel like it's all very, I know we've talked about this before. Back to the Future. It's all very Back to the Future for me. Like, science is moving so fast and everybody wants the best of the best and the newest product. Just like, that's why I don't really love trends that much, because we don't know scientifically if they're going to, like, in 5 years, they're going to say, oh, don't use that anymore. That's bad. We didn't know, but now it is.
We talked about that in the shopping one where all of the people in that Netflix documentary about were like, we only thought of how to make it and how to make it better and bigger. We didn't think about what was going to happen in the end game.
And faster. Yeah.
And how fast
can we get it out there?
Going to like ruin the world.
Yeah. So that's why I'm not like a huge advocate for the wearables, because I don't know what's in the socks. That's, you know, radioactive waves that's on your feet all day that goes in through the bottom of, like, I don't know about all that stuff.
The bottom of our feet are very susceptible.
Yeah.
To a lot of things, good things and bad things. You know, you're supposed to put a cut, not supposed to, but you can put a sliced onion in a sock on the bottom of your foot when you're sick, and it will pull all the toxins out of your body because the bottom of our feet are just very receptive. And I've never done it, but now I always think I'm going to, and I never remember.
But if you think about that, it's like, okay, if something can pull something out of your feet like that, and now you're putting a sock on that's tracking your BMI and tracking your steps, what is it putting into your body to get that information? That's right. What I'm like, nah.
Exactly.
I don't like it.
Just put an onion on it.
So we are not sponsored by any sort of wearables.
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
No, we never were.
Never were.
We never were. With that said, hold on. This has nothing to do with what they're talking about other than that onion I just talked about. If you put that other half of the onion, the cut onion, in the refrigerator, and then go to eat it later, you're now eating all the bacteria because it sucked out. Onions suck out the bacteria.
Why would we eat something we put in our foot?
No. Also, yes, don't do that.
I am disgusted.
The other half of that onion.
Okay.
You wrapped it up or you put it in the refrigerator.
probably threw it out, but yeah.
You don't eat that. The other half, the half that wasn't on your foot.
Okay, the other half that wasn't on your foot. Okay, I missed that part.
Yeah, when you say it, it's better. Onions pull the bacteria from the refrigerator.
Oh.
Yeah. So you don't cover it properly, like cut onions that you got from the store or that you did yourself. If you do not cover them or put them in safe Tupperware type of thing, it takes all the bacteria that's like in the refrigerator, which it's everywhere. Bacteria's everywhere.
Shut your face.
Then you cut it up, then you eat it, and it's, you know. She didn't like that.
No. I don't like that because I don't cover anything correctly.
Ew.
You know I don't. I don't have time for that. I don't have time to read. I don't have time to cover my onions. Okay? Like,
I can't fix you.
Go.
Okay.
I want to hear some more trends.
Power training. Which is a surprise that it's trending. Power training.
Yeah, because it's been around since, like, the cavemen.
Has it?
I don't know.
Tell us more, Carly.
No, you tell us more, and I'll let you know if what I said was right.
So power training is good for all people, but they're definitely finding that it is really good for aging. So as you age, continue with power training. Don't stop. Or if you haven't started yet, really good time to do it. It is fast twitch muscles. It's keeping those reactive because we lose them as we age. Mm-hmm. So it's stuff like plyometrics where there's a little bit of resistance. Could be body weight. It could be actual resistance you're holding with weights or resistance bands, but you use them in your workout and then you build power. So it's more endurance, stability, mobility, for everyday function. Where going up the stairs won't keep you winded.
Right.
I mean, I say that. You can work out every day. You're going up flights of stairs, you're going to be winded. Like, it's one of the hardest things ever, which is why people go to, like, the track and just go up and down the bleachers.
The bleachers, yep.
So that's everyday function. So it's like squatting to pick up the grocery bag that's a little bit heavier. Well, you work for that. That's power training. So
why is it on the so here's where I'm going to have a vent session at the end of this. Let's get to the last one. And then I'm going to tell you how I feel, but go ahead. Continue on your power training.
I can't wait to hear how you feel. Ooh. So that was basically it. I'll read you what I wrote down, but it's quick controlled movements with moderate resistance to build power safely. That's it.
Okay.
I think it's more for the aging. Like, I think that's why it's trending.
Because more people are, thankfully, I think this is a good thing, training for longevity.
For the future.
Instead of just like how I want to look today, it's what can I do now that will keep me moving when I'm 99, like Dick Van Dyke. Did you send me the meme or did I send it to you? When it was like Dick Van Dyke has like a quote, he's 99, still working out in the gym every day. And he said, in my 30s, it was to look good. In my 40s, it was to get healthy. In my 50s, and like he went on and he said, in my 90s, it's to prove that I can still do it.
Which is interesting because he was in his 30s at a time when working out like wasn't popular.
Yeah, no, it wasn't popular at all.
So good for him.
Yeah.
Good for you, Dick Van Dyke.
Like every decade for him was a different reason why he worked out. And now it's just like to prove it, like that he can still do it at 99. And it's a video of him on a leg machine at the gym. So I think that this trend of like power training will never go out of style. I think it's really important for everybody to do.
No, and I don't think there's it's too late to start for it. Mm-mm. Like today's a great day to start. Either way. Yeah. So.
All right. Next one. Power shifts. This was a new one for me. A lot of them we see a repeat sometimes. This is called a power shift and it's a trend that means you're training like a specific athlete. So I thought this was interesting. Because this type of workout is if you want to look like a swimmer, you train the way swimmers train. If you want to look like a CrossFitter, you train the way a CrossFitter trains. If you want to look like...
Keep going.
Okay.
Do them all.
But that's what this trend is. It's training like the athlete you want to look like. My problem with this is not everybody's bodies are the same. So if I want to look like a swimmer or a ballet dancer... My body might not be genetically made up to look that way.
Is it for the look, the visual, or is it for the health?
No, it like, could, I guess it could be for both.
Train as a swimmer because they have the best oxygen levels, being able to breathe right. and all the things that swimmers can do that I can't do.
Well, yeah, that's true. It's not, what I read wasn't that specific. It was just training like the athlete you want to be. So whether that's health-wise or looks-wise, I guess that's up to you.
Well, health-wise, I think it's more inclusive. Like if you condition yourself for better lung capacity, then you will eventually have better lung capacity. But if you condition yourself because you want that giant, broad, like Michael Phelps upper body, that doesn't necessarily mean your body's going to do that
right.
without like surgery.
Right.
So the health part I can understand. Like the stamina of a swimmer is going to be different than a stamina of sports over here.
Right.
Sports. So yeah. I get that though, because maybe it's a lifestyle thing. Maybe it's you have access to something more than you have, you know, if you have a pool in your backyard. I don't know.
But that trend is called power shifting, which is basically you're shifting into a different
power.
I didn't write this stuff, guys. All right.
Are you done?
I'm done. I'm done. I'm done. I'm done.
Okay, this one's my favorite. Recovery. That doesn't mean I'm good at it, but it's my favorite.
She would.
Recovery. Because you cannot overuse a body and continue to have the same results stamina wise, endurance wise, muscle gain wise. Why are you looking at people like that?
I'm just listening to you talk and. And putting it into my own.
Yes, you will burn out. Look at her. That's what you're going to do. I'm just kidding. I'm not.
Let me just hide behind my fur.
You can, though. That's why you're wearing it.
That's exactly why.
No, it's for recovery is for overall health. And it comes in a couple different forms. I wrote them down because I'm tired and my brain couldn't remember.
I love that this is trending, by the way.
But go ahead. I'm going to remember you said that.
Okay. All right.
Foam roll. Massage guns, compression gear, which you just said you want.
I do. I want the leg compression.
The leg ones.
Yeah, yeah.
Cold therapy and saunas. And if you live in this area, Cold Plunge Philly just came to Havertown.
Yes, I saw
and
that.
And you can get into a cold plunge, literally a very, very, very cold bath, and also get into a sauna. And there's so many benefits that it's, maybe we'll have one of them in to talk about it.
Oh,
it's,
yeah, we should do that.
Wildly beneficial, and now it's at your fingertips and they're everywhere, like things like that. There's in the gyms, I think the Healthplex used to have a sauna or something like that. I don't know about the ice baths or whatever, but that's part of the recovery process. So it reduces inflammation, it speeds up the recovery process for your muscles. So when you're really working hard and you're doing those competitions at CrossFit or you're working at CFIT every single solitary day and your muscles are really sore, then daily or with a really good consistency, going into a cold plunge or a sauna or something like that will help the muscles recover better so you can go again, you know, hard the next day and do it like that. But it also prevents injury. So the more you stretch your muscles and do stuff like that, then you won't get hurt and then you won't be out for weeks at a time.
Yeah.
The article didn't add this, but I am yoga and stretching.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why they didn't add those two to recovery.
I think Pilates is in that as well.
And Pilates.
Yeah. And I think
people
don't think of those as like, because they right now they think, oh, I want to crush my goals. I want to crush my New Year's resolution. I want to lose 50 pounds in 2 weeks. So they don't think of yoga, Pilates, and stretching as part of a fitness routine.
Right.
If
right.
you're just starting. But it is probably the most important part of the workout.
Someone just came into our office after class and asked us for a specific stretch, and we immediately were able to give her options, mm-hmm. especially ones that she could remember to do on her own. Carly was like, oh, here's a good one. It's my favorite. I don't do it. I should do it a lot more. I don't do it at all. And then she gets into this like pigeon on, you know, the edge of a bed, and she's showing it to her on the couch, and she looked like George Costanza. In her boxers on the couch. If you don't know what that reference is, look up George Costanza boxers. That's what Carly looks like. Complete sweaty mess. And she's like, I should do this more. We all should do this more. I'm going to do this more. Like, you were talking yourself into stretching.
I know, because you don't think of I mean, of all people, we should be doing it. And you just don't think of like doing that as part of your workout. And it's so important. And so until she asked us, I hadn't like it just.
Or your daily routine. We've talked about this before. Andrew gets up and does a few. I don't know what he does anymore, but a few stretches right out of bed.
Yeah, right out of bed. Right out the gate.
As you should. As you should.
And before bed, he'll go downstairs in the basement with his yoga mat. And he's like, I'm going to go stretch for 10 minutes. And he'll stretch before he goes to bed.
He's going to outlive you.
Oh, my God. For sure. For sure. He's going to look at my book of secrets, see what I wrote down. And like the number one thing is going to be like, guys, it's probably not Andrew, but it could be.
And then he's going to stretch.
No, it's important, though. He's a very limber 45-year-old.
I don't want to know that. Okay. But what you said before is like, why is this? What did you say? Why is this trending? Or
yeah, I feel like it shouldn't be trending because these are known things that have been happening for since the beginning of time. Like these are the.
But I think it's an aspect of mental health, which is trending.
Which is trending. Yes.
Since 2020. 20 years ago in 2020, because that's how long it's been since 2020. Oh my God. But I think that's trending. And I think to slow down and do the opposite of what we do every single day is beneficial, yes, for the body, but it's really beneficial for the mind. And I think that's what's trending.
Right.
I don't necessarily think they're like, ooh, good idea, stretch.
Yeah, like that's, this is new.
Right. Which is why you're not doing it.
No, but I do yoga, and that is newer for me since the pandemic. Definitely.
And the oldest and first form of exercise in the world. Truly.
Yeah. All right. You want to hear how I feel?
We sure do.
Hold on. Let me pop my collar. Let me get on my soapbox.
Yeah. It just got really cold in here.
Yeah, it did.
It went down to 63.
It's about to get icy with what I'm about to say.
Oh, no.
All right. Here's how I feel about this whole episode in general. Even though I picked it and this was my idea.
True.
I don't like it. I don't like it.
Why?
I don't think fitness should be trendy. I think you need to eat well, drink water, and move your body. I don't feel that anybody needs the most expensive equipment or the latest contraption or the computer-generated personal trainer or the hottest fitness class. Like, I feel like we say it all the time. Go back to the basics. Like there shouldn't be a trending popularity contest in fitness. You should just go outside and get your body moving and eat well and drink water.
Which is interesting coming from a person who owns a boutique fitness studio.
But that's how I feel. No, are you coming at me? I can't tell.
No. Okay. No. Because in owning something that is in such a fast-paced and constantly changing industry, you would think you want trending because you want to be the next trend and you want to continue the trend and you want it to constantly be popular.
Right.
When in all reality, it's just do what you like every day.
Right.
Like just find something that you like and then continue to keep doing that until you die. I couldn't think of
until you die.
I was going to say until you don't like it anymore, but no. No, until forever. You know, you just find what you like and keep doing it and you'll be healthy. You'll mentally feel good and then you'll physically feel good. I mean, it's not rocket science.
I mean, we do all the research. We see all the popular things. And, you know, in December, I go, oh, Victoria, we need to do this. We need to do this. We need to add this. We need to add this. And she goes, no, this doesn't work. No, because we've done all that before. We've tried to.
And I love saying no to you.
She does. In the text form when it's just right down the list. No. And those things are fleeting. Those trends and those popular things that I keep trying to add because everybody else is doing it. And that's just, it doesn't work because that's what happens.
We've done that and now we're a storage unit for it. Because they asked for step classes. We got a bunch of steps. We did steps. That was trending and popular for an entire year. More than a year.
Oh, yeah.
More than a year.
In the 2017 to 2020.
Very long time.
Yeah.
And then we did kettlebells because they asked for kettlebells. And at the time, we didn't have weights in classes. So, like, that was really big. We still have a lot of kettlebells. We still use them. But we have them. And then that class started to die off because they wanted to do something different. And then we got trampolines because that was trending and we still have them. And I love them.
We love moving them for all of our kid parties. It's a really fun workout. But that's exactly what I mean. The trending things are popular at the moment, but what has kept us open for 14 years, coming up on 14 years this month, is the old staple of dance fitness, because it's fun, because it gets your heart rate up. And yes, in the past 10 years, we've added a lot of strengthening and weight training, and that's popular because it's always been popular. So
right,
we go back to the basics, cardio and weights.
Yeah.
And we add in yoga and Pilates and stretch, and like, that's all you need. So my problem with this episode that I picked is stay away from trends. Do what you like. Do what makes you happy. Hey, if dance fitness isn't what you like, don't do it. Don't do it.
Don't do it, because she'll just get really mad that you're standing there looking miserable anyway. Yeah. So it's a lose-lose for everybody.
I will come for you in class.
In her mind.
But that's what we like. That's what we got into. Thank God so many other people like it too.
Well, to pat our own selves and to toot our own horn, it's because of us. Like, we know that. We know what we put out there is exactly what we want to put out there, and it's who we are.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a lot. We hear it all the time. It's why people come back, because there's a bunch of dance fitness places all over the place and small studios, right, and really small studios. It depends on who's there. It's that human connection that a lot of these trends just don't have. And that's why they don't. I think that's where the trend comes, because they die.
Right.
The trend is the ebb and flow. And like, we've been ebbing and we're still going,
right,
because of who's a part of our community, what we've created, and who, the other teachers we have.
Yes. We attract, our teachers are very like-minded to us, how we like to put our motto and our community out there, and our teachers are the same way. And I think that's why it always works, because we're very much like the same type of person. But I'm going to be confident, because that was my New Year's resolution intention thing.
Oh my God, no.
And say, do what you like, not what's popular. I think my mom said that to me 9 million times growing up, and it applies to this and everything. Do what you like, not what's popular.
Put it on a shirt.
Fit to be real. Listen to what you like, not what's popular. Fit to be real.
Yeah.
You don't need the BMI socks. You don't need all that fancy stuff to tell you that you're alive and moving. Like, just go out and take a walk to see fit, and then take our class.
And then walk home.
And then walk home.
It's a long day. But you'll be happy about it. I get it. I totally get what you're saying. And I actually agree with you.
What? What?
I don't think you articulated it great. But
I never said that was my New Year's resolution intention this year.
I'm gonna hurt you. I'm going to throw this microphone at your head.
Because I'm making fun of you because you don't like the word resolution. You like intention.
Because that means something's wrong. That means you're trying to change something that didn't work for you. Or a part of you that you don't like.
A resolution?
Trying to resolve a part of you that failed, right?
Well, that's cool, because I didn't make any this year.
You I don't legit make did not. Any year.
No, I did. Last year, I wanted to save $20,000.
Yes, and you wrote it down and then did nothing about it.
I thought if you wrote it down, it would just happen.
It's cool.
Like, I would be manifesting.
Don't say manifest.
I said manifest.
You did. That's weird. And it's
not manifest.
It's blasphemous.
It's manifest.
You sound stupid. Manifest in Manyunk at the Grammys.
Well, didn't work. I manifested it. Didn't work. Didn't get the 20,000. We call it 20,000. We're on a first name basis, 20,000. Didn't happen. So I just decided to give up and not do any resolutions this year and just see what happens. Just see what happens.
Cool. That's really cool, because that's the opposite of the entire episode we did last year. And you know what? People change. Yeah. Things change.
And ideas, you should let them.
Yes. And how dare you? Because you haven't opened the book.
Let them take their time. Let them do it on their own time. Let me.
I regret so much.
So much. Oh,
God, I'm crying. I need tissues. They're right there, and they're out of reach, and I refuse to hand one to you. Let me. So, fitness trends of 2025, or not. I think that's the new title. Or don't.
Here, hey, listen, you might like these, and you might try them, and that's totally cool. That's what makes the world go around, and all the gyms stay open, and there's enough space in this world for all the gyms. So, pick it. Pick a gym and go.
You were doing really well.
I do it for too long. I don't know when to stop.
Well, we know that. We know that. You were doing really well.
I know. That's my resolution intention. I'm going to know when to stop this year. Less is more in 2025. I got to find something that rhymes.
You have to find anything and stick to it. Anything.
Anything. I'm going to thrive in 2025. I hate the word thrive. That's a trendy word and I absolutely hate it.
You have
it.
A lot of hate in you.
No, I don't.
Every week you find something new that you hate.
No, I don't hate it. I don't like trendy Trigger. Words. I hate that.
Human.
I like humans. I don't like when people call me a human.
You're a human.
Okay.
Moist.
Nobody thrive. Likes that. Ugh. I'm going to find a motto for 2025 that rhymes. Because I think that's the most important part.
Mm-hmm. We're going to work. We have a lot to work on. Well, we hope you enjoyed this more than Pepper. Because she's snoring. And we hope you remember that you're always fit to be real.
And always allowed to be a little extra.
For legal reasons, we have to tell you that this podcast is meant for entertainment and educational purposes only. We are not healthcare professionals. For all of your health, wellness, fitness, and self-care needs, please refer to the medical professional in your life, your primary care physician, your therapist, a certified coach, whoever it may be. And then let us know what they say, because I guarantee we need to know it too. Okay? Okay, bye.